Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. I'm your speaker today, Janet Thornburg, also known as Daisy64478 at keen.com. And I need to apologize for my absence there, but I've been dealing with sickness with children and grandchildren, and one of the babies got sick with COVID, and everybody was on quarantine at different times, so that's why I've been absent. But I shall be on next week. Okay, the call-in number for this show is 563-999-3507. I want to share a federal alert with you. Keep an eye out and report anything suspicious. This war between Israel and Hamas has created a lot of threats in the U.S. So we need to be vigilant and pay attention. We need to pay attention. Okay, today's health tip for October is on indigestion. Some helpful teas. Meadowsweet used for heartburn and acid stomach. Chamomile, just complete calming. Fennel seed relieves nausea and even hiccups. So those are some good, and that was taken from Common Ailments, the book on common ailments. Our cosmic weather. Now, these aspects, and I'm beginning to speak to you, started yesterday, but they still have effects until this evening. So Mercury is in a negative aspect with Neptune, and this causes trouble in speech, so there can be communication mishaps. And today, our Sun and Mercury increases our communication, so this afternoon it should be better, and it'll sharpen our mind. The Moon and Venus and Jupiter showing lucky signs, so this is a good time for luck. Be aware of dark thoughts, especially tonight. Keep it light and renew your mind. Don't give in to those thoughts because they come from a dark source. So today's show is based on our relationship with God. I began these programs at the request of the Spirit. And I can see why with everything that's going on. And this war, by the way, is another sign, one of the signs. So today, Psalm 51, David's prayer to the Lord in verse 6, "Behold, your desire is in the innermost being and in the hidden part." The Lord wants you to connect with us in the innermost part of our souls. How many people are even aware of their innermost being? Eternal life spreads from inside out. God wants us to connect to our innermost being. How? You just sit with God. Start your day and end your day with God. The Lord says, "Be still and know that I am God." And, you know, that's easy to say, but not always easy to do. But with practice, it gets better. Okay, I'm going to take some calls here. Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello. Hi.
Hi, my
this
name
is Daisy.
Maria.
Hi, Maria. What can I do for you?
Please. I want to ask you, if you see me, I'm going to make in time to go and leave this for the 5th of November. As I can practice one, the way for me.
Yeah, I have a happy solution to that. I mean, right now things are a little chaotic. November may be better. It looks like that you may be able to accomplish this. And it concludes a struggle. It ends a struggle of some kind.
I know. And then I was here to say, my insurance, if they give me the money, to do my throughput. I'm going to do my cure of fearless. I'm going to get it in 1 year.
Okay.
By the way.
Okay.
Thanks.
No, no problem.
Thank you.
Yes, I think you will conclude that. I have a gentleman helping you to end this, be able to make this change. Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to get the money sooner from the insurance, you say?
Yeah, it looks like 2024 is a better year for you financially than this one. So there is a conclusion of things, and it's formulating and coming into being here at the close of this year. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Very, very much.
Okay. You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
God bless. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hello, you're on the air. Hello? Okay. We shall move on. I'll try that again later. Okay. Hello,
Daisy.
Hello.
Hi, Daisy. Any message you have
for
me would be grateful.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, you're coming out of a... something that disappointed you, or a depressing cycle, or a hard time, and you feel like you have a loss in some things, you know, and you feel like you didn't have actually a partnership or a relationship that disappointed you too. So, and that's all leaving. That's leaving. And I show the beginning of the year, 2024, a new beginning in all those areas. So you're trying to get in control of your life right now, and you seem to be a very logical woman. You're sympathetic and understanding, but you also practice the ability to, you know, it has to be meaningful. It's not junk. If it's junk, you don't want any part of it. So, yeah, you have a sincere interest in others as long as it's real. And you're being strengthened in your health. So,
okay, great.
Something that you stressed about. And everything that you're experiencing right now is temporary. It's gonna go away. Next year looks much better for you, and for you as a person, and also for you financially, it looks better too.
That's awesome. Thank you. It's always great talking to you.
You're welcome. Thank you. God bless. Thanks for participating.
God bless you too. Thank you.
Okay. Bye bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. We are living under very stressful times. I mean, this whole war is causing a lot of controversy, and like I said, we need to be watchful. But God's inheritance is in the saints. It's not in the world. It's invisible. It's on the inside. This is where our connection with the Lord is. Jesus gave his life for us, and he received for himself us. We are his inheritance. You can read Ephesians 1:18 that states the riches and glory of his inheritance is in the saints, and that means you. If Jesus is your Lord, that means you. So we're his saints, and we're going to be protected through all this, and we just need to hold on to that in faith. Okay, let's see here. Let's take some more calls. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon. Anything you can tell me, I would greatly appreciate anything you say.
Well, thank you, Holy Spirit, for giving me those words. Well, you know, we all have our ups and downs in lives, and we have our destructive cycles, and, you know, when we're going through them, it's hard to realize that there's hope and faith. And you've been going through a destructive side in your own self, in your body, in your health. But there's an end to that. There's an end to that, and, you know, you just, it sets you back, though, but there's a complete and sudden change coming up. And it's sudden. It's not a long wait. So you're going to have an ultimate change. It's going to feel very fulfilling. It's going to give you triumphant undertakings, and you're going to be able to help people that have helped you or been there for you and, you know, supported you, and that's going to make you feel better about yourself. So this is real progress for you. It's real good action. There's also improvement in your health as a result. So, you know, when you have money to buy things that you need, that helps. But I definitely have two cards here that shows improvement in health. So you are going to improve, and whenever you get a reading like this, the enemy will come at us and strike us with pain to make it look like it's not favorable. That's when you need to renew your mind and stand on the Word of God, and it'll change. So
I can do that.
Really
I
good.
I can do that.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to have pleasure in your life now. You've been in survival mode. You know, you've had this
it'll be
concern.
Nice.
And
it'll be nice to give back to others. That will make me so happy.
Yeah. So this crisis and calamity and conflict's leaving, and it's sudden, so it's any time now.
That's beautiful.
Keep your
Thank
up, keep
you
your work
so
up.
Much.
You're welcome. God bless. Thanks for participating with Spiritual.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Hello. Hi, Daisy. It's so wonderful to hear your voice. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. What can I do for you?
Yes, please. If you can kindly see, I'm going overseas, and I wanted to see, please, if you saw a job coming to me there, either through a woman whose name is begins with the letter M, like Mary, or a gentleman that his name begins with D, like Dan.
Well, the first card is
her name begins with L, like love.
Okay, the first card is good news. Good news. So it shows that this is an opportunity. And it's going to create advancement in your life. And it looks really good for you. Says you got a lot to look forward to, and it's all around change. First one is business, which is his job, right? And it shows that it strengthens you, and it's a good undertaking. So I'm going to say yes to that. You're welcome. Keep your faith up. You know, whenever we get readings or spiritual revelation, the enemy comes at us to try to dissuade us, and we have to stay strong, repeat God's promises over your life, and it'll change. Okay? Thank you. Hello? Hello? Okay, that's the original first call I took, and there's still no answer, so it's probably just a listener. All right, here we go.
Hey, you.
Hey, you.
Trying not to get into a wreck here. I would have to go on a bus.
I'm sorry I missed you on Keen, but I've been dealing with kids getting exposed to COVID and quarantines, and I'm fine. I didn't get anything. Selena didn't get anything.
Good.
But, yeah, and, but, you know, it was just, it reared its ugly head.
Yeah. I understand. Yeah, I haven't really been on Keen too much myself. I've been going and going and going this week, having to go to the doctor and reestablish health care and all that kind of thing, you know, and been feeling kind of like really exhausted, but I think it has something to do with the allergy pills I'm taking all the time. So, because they didn't make me do
I read an article on the internet that stated that something to do with the air quality, and I'm talking about around the world here, is affecting us health-wise. And, you know, they're advising using respirators, humidifiers, and stuff like that, stuff to clean. Yeah, so that, a lot of that could be it. But then, you know, you have to read up on those allergy medications, see what their side effects are, and drink a lot of water, a lot of water.
Oh, yeah, that's what I've been switching to, is drinking a lot of water. So, but
good.
Yeah, my sugar's been low all day. I can't get it up. I even drank a couple of Coca-Colas, and my sugar would not go up.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know if it's the... Well, I don't know if it's the thing in my arm that I put in today that's not reading correctly or what, but I'll find out.
It could be.
Yeah.
So what
those things are $100-something a piece. I've got it in my arm for the next 2 weeks. So these will make my numbers look good anyway. So at least it's not going to be over high. But I just wanted to kind of take a look and see what you pick up about my work. I had an interview this week. I am working, but I had an interview this week with a Ohio State University, and she was real nice. We talked for about an hour, and but then she said, well, I got three other people, and yada, yada, yada. I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. And so they took this job on hold for a long time because they offered it, then they rescinded it. And then the recruiter called me, you know, yesterday about it and said, would you do this interview? I said, so I can do it right now, you know, and sure enough, I did it. And so her name was Patricia, I think. I was wondering if you can take a look and see if she might circle back at me.
No, okay, there is something coming up, and it's sudden, it's quickly, it's not a long wait. It's not like months or weeks and weeks.
Yeah.
This is pretty quick here, so, and it's actually, you know, you've been in this up and down cycle for a while, and there's an undoing of that. That's going to be set back. So you are moving into better money, so something is coming up concerning your money, and it's quickly here. Could be as little as a week. And you're going to overcome whatever obstacles and challenges you're facing because you're going to have more money coming in. And it's been an emotional e-ride for you. You need to, you know, if we just knew the extent of what stress does to us, it's just amazing. You know, and
we hear
a lot of us are... Yeah, a lot
inflation
of doctoring stuff
me.
Up.
I know, inflation
is
killing me. My lab work cost me $1,000 out of my pocket, and I had to set up a payment plan the day for it. And I'm just like, that's insane, you know? And so, but
yeah. I know. I know exactly what you're saying. I've got the same thing going on, just to maintain what I've got, you know, and having to have a lot of work done and do this and that and the other. But there is going to be, just be patient. There's harmony coming, and you're bringing together the right situation. So you're going to get something that you can manage well, and your money is definitely improving.
Okay. Yeah.
And I'm talking now.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything more from that 3M job that was really good money, and because they yanked that off the table too, and I haven't heard anything back from the recruiter, and I don't know if I will or not. But that there would have involved a relocation, which they would have paid for.
Yeah. This is coming up real quick here in a little less a week.
Okay.
So hang in there.
I listened
okay.
to what you had to say about that war and everything going on, and I don't understand all the history between those two nations or whatever, or that whole mess over there, because that's what it is. It's a whole mess. But everybody needs to be watching China and Taiwan. This is a distraction.
We need
technique.
To be very vigilant right now. We need to be paying attention. Period. We don't know which corner it's coming from.
Yeah, because
China's
still making
moves. If you see anything suspicious, report it. And I would avoid talking about my opinions on anything right now because people are too hostile.
Oh, God, yes. Instructor, he kind of picked on me towards the end of the semester here because he's from Malaysia or whatever. And he's a Muslim, and all because I asked him a question, it put me on his radar. And I was just like, dude, what is your problem? You know?
Yeah.
It was stupid.
Yeah.
But anyhow, thank you so much, Daisy. I appreciate it. And
I'll be on Keen next week. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All righty.
Hi.
Hello. You're on the air.
Hi, Daisy. Can you hear me? It's Vicky.
Hi. Yes.
Hi. So, I think I will do a, I had two questions. I wanted to ask about men and one about job.
Which one
first? Maybe I'll just pick up, read what you pick up. I don't really care.
Okay, I'm going to go with the job first.
Okay.
Yeah, men are nice, but they're even nicer if you got money in your pocket. You know.
That and if they go home and leave you alone.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you've been through a disillusioned period concerning mental anguish, actually, and having to make this change that you've made, and it's been, it was a workout, you know, it was simply a workout, but you're going to be strengthened now, and I think that you're going to find that you're going to be very professional in this, and it's going to get better. It may not have started off on the right foot, but it's actually going to be very good, going to turn out good. There is another opportunity that presents itself, but it may be music. So I really think more than one opportunity is coming up, and I think your finances are going to improve, and they're really good for next year. There's something very special between January and February, and this is outside of your normal routine, so this has got to be in the music field.
Okay.
And it's really
Okay.
And you've received a lot of wisdom through this period, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about when you're down on your luck or on your knees, you know, you find out who your real friends are you know, people that are there for you and people that are not there for you. So this has been a huge learning lesson for you, but you've got a lot to offer here, so it looks like things are going to open up for the better.
Okay.
And it looks like your current job is going to improve.
Oh, really? Oh, that's
mm-hmm.
good.
Yeah.
That's
going
to feel good to know. Okay.
You're going to feel more comfortable about it. You know,
okay.
you're going to be like at ease.
Okay. Yeah, you know, working in banking is not fun right now because you don't know. It's so much volatility, you know. But yeah.
What do you think about this change in money to a digital dollar?
I'm not a fan of it because it's another form of control. And
that's what I thought.
And I don't think
a lot of our customers
are on board with this. I think people have a misconception of what it means. Some people are for it and some are not.
Yeah.
It also allows the dark side, the evil ones, the leaders to still, you know, do what they want with our money. And that's all going to change.
That's right.
I don't. Yeah, that's all going to change.
And I look at it this way. You didn't tell me earn it. You're not going to tell me how to spend it.
Right. And that's like
you
a social
know what
credit.
I'm saying?
That's like, yeah, and that's like the China thing. It's like we don't want to be like China. And to answer somebody's question about China and Taiwan, I can honestly tell you China's not going to go after Taiwan. So I wouldn't even worry about that. I think what we need to worry about is what's happening on our own soil. These distractions
That's
and
right.
these unnecessary wars are really messing people up. It's putting people in a mood.
Yep.
And I really am telling people,
yep.
focus on what you can do. Focus on our country, not what's going on around us right now. It does affect us in the long
That's right.
run, but we have bigger problems. So, but, you know,
that
people
was my
stay
biggest
grounded.
Message
That's all
from
I can
Spirit
say.
Was tell people to focus on what's going on here. Pay attention to what's
yes.
going on here and be aware of what's going on in our country. So,
yes.
thank
it's
you
very
for sharing
important.
That, and God bless you. Okay.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate you as always.
Yeah.
God bless you.
Okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. You know, I pray to Almighty God that He will grant to us, according to His riches and glory, to be strengthened with power through His Spirit. To our inner being, so Christ may dwell in our hearts. And, you know, people pray as if Jesus is out there somewhere, or they pray that He's in heaven, and He is, but He is at the right hand of God. And our relationship means He's in our inner man of being. We need to develop this and be strengthened. We need to understand that that's where our answers are. And we are in the time of all the signs that are given to us. We will learn to believe God's promises or be crushed. And the peril of this time, I fully understand my reason for these shows. I do. It took all this time to get this realization. We do not need to be afraid or ashamed to ask God to bless us and expand us. God wants to give us increase. He wants us to be able to give. Not just getting by. God wants us to walk in His blessings. And I think that's a really important thing, is to know who you are and to know that God loves you. Jesus loves you. The Holy Spirit loves you. We love you. We need to understand that we are loved and cared for. And it's hard when stuff's going on. And we're being fed a lot of untruths. And that was one of the signs. When they asked Jesus about His coming back, He said deception. And boy, is it ever heavy now, and we know that. So let's just be aware, and stay positive, you know, and renew our minds when those dark thoughts come, when they can be bad tonight. So I've already warned you that. Okay. Hello, you're on the air. Hello? Hello? Okay, another listener. Well, that's all right. I tried you three times. So, somebody needs to take that call sign down. The call sign's up on your site. As I said, God wants us to walk in His blessings. He does. And above all things, 3 John 2, He wants us to be in health. He's not the author of sickness. He's the healer. Many of us are not experiencing the power of Almighty God because we look for Him on the outside in the world. Father God speaks to us through prayer and supernatural signs in this material world, just as He spoke to Moses in the burning bush. I feel we are primarily looking for signs in the world. We will be deceived. That's where the deception is. God is within us. He speaks to us from within. We need to focus on the Holy Spirit and believe and know Jesus is with us. And how do we do that? By spending time with Him and listening for His directions and calming ourselves and letting go of pressures and more worries in our life. We need to focus on our spirit in developing it to be very strong. This is why I'm doing these shows, to help people to find that and to be strengthened by that. So, and believe me, I get spiritual revelation of things to say to you, and I'm grateful for that. I'm very grateful for that. Okay, let's take this call. Hello.
Hi, Daisy. It's Lisa.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
How are you? Good?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm good.
Good.
Just got through this thing with kids getting
the
COVID,
kids.
And I was really concerned. My youngest grandchild, who is 5 months old, came down. And, I mean, he looked bad.
Oh.
I have pictures of him where he looked like he was going to leave the earth any minute. And now he's up running around and doing fine. And even the hospital said, miraculous recovery. I went,
thank you, God.
But thank you, prayer warriors.
Yes. He's watching down on the little guy.
Aww. Yeah. So what can I do for you, sweetie?
I just wanted to say I'm open to whatever messages you want to deliver, whatever you see for me.
Okay. Let's take a look at that.
Okay.
And I think you need a lot of reassurance. You know, I think because of the way things have progressed over the last couple of years, especially. But we know what? We got a happy ending here. And that's what we're going to focus on, is your security and a happy ending. You do very well in your work. But right now that's kind of on hold. But you're going to have some demand. Yeah, some demand coming up the first part of the year during the first 3 months. And you're going through a karmic lesson here. You know, when we take care of a family member, I can relate because I take care of my daughter. And she's definitely a special needs person, and you know this is something that we have to carry out, and you're doing a good job with that, and you know, you really are. You know, you feel kind of like you're abandoning your success, and on your personal life, you know, that's in the lack here. So God wants to honor you with the right person in your life, and that's coming up. And these are not long waits. This might be the first of the year before you actually really see. I mean, there'll be some recovery, but to where you really see that it's sealed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You've endured quite a bit of defeat and destruction from other people, which you didn't deserve, you know?
Thank you.
And,
yeah.
And if you look around, that's going on. That is going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's an ugly world.
Yeah. So you
but
need
for
to
me,
just
on
be
a
very mature
level,
and know
too.
That things. Yeah, and know that things are going to change for your good. It's just hard sometimes when things are a little rough and you're
mm-hmm.
you're burdened with things that you have to do, you know.
Yeah.
So.
I just, you know, I want to land in a place where I'm supported and I'm not working for narcissists. And, you know, I also want to be able to, you know, have the love in my life that I deserve as well. So
it's all coming. It's
good.
All coming.
Good.
You know, sometimes when I think about when things get rough, I think about
mm-hmm.
Jesus being in the garden of before he was crucified. He was really realizing what all was going to happen to him, and he knew
mm-hmm.
what he was going to transpire. And he looked up to heaven and he asked God if this cup could pass from him. And then
mm-hmm.
he took a deep breath and said, "Not my will, but your will be done." And he had to go through that. Mm-hmm. And we have no idea. Science has no idea. Nobody has any idea what that original sin was created from that forbidden fruit. But, you know, he took care of it. We need to hold on to him right now. We need to hold on to him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but
indeed.
He's going to take care of everything that went on in Egypt. Those people were protected from that. And he took them out in happiness. They left with all the money and, you know, and they
mm-hmm.
they were great. Not a one of them was ill, not one.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to hold on to that. He'll do that for us, okay?
Okay, good. All right, I will.
I just went
you,
through it.
And then you just went through it. Yeah.
Yeah, I just went through kids getting the baby, my youngest grandbaby getting COVID, affecting all the rest of the family and the quarantines and all that, and did not touch us. And I, you know, I praise God
Thank
for that.
Goodness.
So you hang in there. It's going
yeah.
it's going to get better, okay?
Okay, thank you. I will speak to you in the near future on Keen.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, God bless.
God bless. Okay, so we know that in this world that trouble can come. And that we need to stand our ground and be faithful to ourselves and speak good words over ourselves. You know, it talks about the power of life and death is in the power of the tongue. So if you speak blessings over yourself, you'll receive blessings. And if you speak cursing over yourself, you'll receive those cursings. So I want to share a few identity speeches about being alive in Christ and dead to sin. And we use the I am principle. God says I am as I am. So Father, we stand in agreement with your word and we call in every good thing that you have for us. And you go, I am abundantly provided for in my finances. And you can read Philippians 4:19. I am supernaturally healed and whole in my body. Jeremiah 17:14. I am a new creation anointed in my ministry. And everybody has a ministry. Even if you have a little testimony to help somebody along the way, that's a ministry. You can read that in Joel 2:28. I am divinely favored in my work and in whatever I put my hands to. Psalm 5:12. I am renewed with passion in my marriage and my relationships. So those that are married and are people that have relationships with others. Genesis 2:24. I am filled with wisdom for all my decisions. James 1:5. God gives life to the dead and calls things which do not exist as though they did. Romans 4:17. I want to say God bless you, and I pray at the close of this radio show, Heavenly Father, that we know we are living in perilous times where deception is high. People are turning on one another. There's threats to our country. Help us to stay aware to you, to your presence, and to your direction. Help us to be aware and report anything that looks suspicious or threatening to our country. We praise you, Almighty God, for all that we have in Jesus' name. Amen. I will let you know about November. Have a great day.